Pope John Paul II spent this day in Guatemala. John Allen is Vatican correspondent for the National Catholic Reporter. He joins us from Guatemala City. John, tell us about the day's events there.
Well, the highlight of the events today was the papal mass at a field, the Hippodrome of the Sun, actually, is called, out by the airport, where some 750,000, some estimates range up to a million, people from Central America gathered to watch the Pope canonize Pedro de Betancourt, who is the 17th century lay Franciscan, known as a healer and a builder of hospitals. Popular hero here in Guatemala, and as the Pope always does when he comes to this part of the world, he drew a rapturous reception from the crowd this morning.
Tell us a little more about Betancourt. What is his story?
Well, this is a man who was born in Spain and then came to the New World and eventually settled in Guatemala. The Kingdom of Guatemala at that time encompassed what is really all today almost all of Central America, which is why so many bishops from all of Central America were here today, because he's sort of seen as a saint of the region, not just of the nation of present-day Guatemala. And he was someone who was known as a defender of indigenous persons, of the Indians, someone who built a number of hospitals, and therefore is known as a healer. And today he is a sort of patron saint of the sick, and so a very popular saint here.
The Pope's visit comes at a time when the Catholic Church is under a good deal of pressure in Guatemala. An increase recently in the number of death threats against some church officials. Why is that?
Well, the church here has long been identified with the human rights movement and criticism of the military, especially during Guatemala's 36-year civil war, although estimates are just really guesswork, but the consensus estimate is there were 200,000 people disappeared. And the Catholic Church had taken a lead role in criticizing those excesses, and probably the symbol of that activity was Bishop Juan Girardi, who was killed in 1998. After a truth commission that he had headed found that although there were human rights abuses on both sides during the Civil War, that some 90% were attributable to the military or paramilitary groups aligned with the government. So you're quite right. This is a church that has taken its hits over the years, and certainly part of the agenda of the Pope's visit here was to show solidarity.
There are also 13 million Protestants in Guatemala, and some complaints about how much money the government there is spending on this papal visit.
Yeah, I mean, you know, papal travel is not cheap, and the logistics, security, the personnel, I mean, this all takes money, and certainly there's always a subtext of criticism. However, most of the people at the Mass this morning, they would have told you it was worth it. I mean, I did ask many of these people, and they were quite thrilled to see the Pope, Rick.
Tell us about his health now. The Pope is 82. He has Parkinson's disease, hip problems, knee problems. His steps are slow. He seemed a little revitalized in Canada, but then utterly exhausted when he got to Guatemala. How is he held up?
This morning, he seemed quite strong initially, but then during the homily, there was a moment that certainly caused some hearts to skip a beat among his Vatican handlers when his breathing became labored and he actually had to stop the delivery of the homily. His two key aides sort of jumped up and came to his aid. He then gathered himself, and as he always does, continued and finished with a strong voice and got through the ceremony. But he clearly is more fatigued now than he was at the beginning of the journey, and obviously all eyes are going to be on him the next 48 hours in Mexico.
Thank you very much. John Allen is Vatican correspondent for the National Catholic Reporter.